Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Here we are. It is not June 2nd. If you opened my my newsletter email, it is not June 2nd. It's June 24th, 2023. And, you know, I hate that. I just barely published something and look at it and I missed typing in the 4 there. So don't think you got an old one. It is the 24th of June and here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I am sitting at my desk in my office looking out the window, it's not raining, but it's a little overcast. We've had some light rain. It's kind of summer muggy, but not unpleasant. So I hope you're having a good day so far, good day to get some things done that you might not do. There's always something to do in the house, right? There's always something to do. It's a good time to run some errands. So whatever. I'm going to be making some ground nut stew later on today. It's kind of a stew kind of day, not so much a grilling day. We've had a couple of good grilling meals the past couple of days, but going to be doing the ground nut stew. Now, I mentioned that in a newsletter, in one of my broadcasts on magnesium. And so ground nut stew is of African origin, and it has in it chard, Swiss chard. It has sweet potato. It has tomatoes. It has peanut butter, which is the ground nut. It is absolutely delicious, really spicy, and it's served with brown rice. That's how we'll be serving it. But anyway, that's really good. I got some really cool recipes to talk about today, too, on the B vitamins. But let me first go back and introduce myself. My name is Rebecca Becky Montrone. We have a business here in Keene, New Hampshire, called Wondrous Roots. And what that is all about is I am a holistic health care practitioner with a degree in holistic nutrition. And I'm also an herbalist. So we do a variety of things here on the third floor of the Miller Forge building on Roxbury Street in Keene. And that is to include, I work with clients for their health problems and to maintain good health for wellness and to deal with problems that people have, sicknesses, illnesses. And I work with illnesses and sicknesses of all kinds and with clients of all ages. So I love doing that. I love sitting down with you, listening to what's going on in your life, trying to pull some pieces together. It's something I get to do in the model of practice that I do here, which is to really spend a lot of time with people, to listen to them, to get a full health history. A lot of things that you think might not matter in your health picture do. And so it takes time. It takes a leisurely conversation to kind of ferret those things out and to be appreciated and seen as a whole. What's going on in your life, your family relationships, your heredity, the things that have gone on in your ancestry as far as health problems, all of these clues take time. They take time. They take thought. And to really try to get to the root of what's going on with you and your health. And health really means everything, doesn't it? It applies to everything in our lives, no matter what else is going on. Health is at the root. So the better health we have, the better everything we have, whether it's our relationships, whether it's our job, whether it's our passions, our talents, our skills. Everything is helped by better health. And I always like to encourage people, don't feel like your health, you might have just gotten a really horrible diagnosis, a very scary diagnosis or something that's really frightening you. Don't cave in. Search out. Look for other options, because there are many things that are just blanket said in the American Medical Association. There's no cure. We can try to help you. We can try to do this. But know that your doctors, as valuable as they are, and as valuable and as important as mainstream medicine is, when they say no cure, they mean within the contents of their toolbox. They don't mean out there in the larger grand scope of things. So please don't close yourself off. At least explore and find out. There are things that can work very nicely, even with the medical care you're getting already. So again, that's what I love to do. There are a lot of good alternative healthcare practitioners out there. There's a lot of disciplines, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. There's, I don't even want to start naming them all because I'll miss them. But here, I love to do that. I call myself a health detective. So our number here is 603. This is my practice number. It's not the number to call into the radio program today. So I'll give my practice information first. So the phone number at Wonder Suits is 603-439-2603. Our open door business hours are 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. Those are the hours that our door is wide open for you to come on up. We have a lot of products available. Staff, they love doing the same. And so anyway, those are our open door hours. I also meet with clients in private consultation during those hours for the most part, but I will also certainly make exception to accommodate your life or work schedule. So give us a call, 603-439-2603. You can also reach out to me at wondersuits.org. Go to contact us and just shoot me a message. It comes to my private email. I don't, and nobody else, none of my staff sees those. Everything's very private, and I will get back to you. So again, what else can I say about that? I think that's about it. So I've been doing a series recently on why are we so sick? We're in a population today where with all of our modern technology and all of the advancements in science, it seems like we should be getting healthier and healthier as a population, but that doesn't, clearly is not the trend. We are getting sicker and sicker as a population. So we have to find out why, and we have to prevent that. And we have to see if that's happened to us, we need to restore that. So again, this is a talk radio program. To call in and talk with me, the number here is 563-999-3478. I also have my email open, rebecca.montrone@gmail.com or rebecca@wondrousroots.org. Comes right there. If you want to shoot me an email, you don't want to call and speak, you can always shoot me an email. I'm going to try to man all everything adequately. I also want to say that I was under the impression that when you go to re-listen to the program or to listen to the program later, like you might have gotten this newsletter and it's not convenient for you to be listening right now and you want to go back, you hit the same link later on and it will take you there. But I thought there was no way to fast forward and rewind. And some of you thought that too. So I went through this elaborate way of downloading the MP3s, but they are the MP3s, my husband told me. And you just have to go to the top, go up above the picture frame there. And there's a way when you're re-listening for you to play it and then fast forward, rewind, just like you do on anything else, like a YouTube video or whatever. So you can pick those up by going to your newsletters and hitting those original links. You can also go to wondrousroots.org, go to radio, and I post them there. I'm a few weeks behind, and but I'll get the most recent ones up there over the weekend. But you can go back, and there's a direct link to each one of those. So I hope that helps. A lot of you are doing that. I get to see numbers, people listening, and I love the convenience of just being able to immediately get it. When I was working with WKBK, I had to wait until they were posted, and there were sometimes problems with that, but they're pretty immediate. Also, on Blog Talk Radio, where you're picking this up, you can follow me and you can sign up to be notified when another program is coming up. So just, I think that clears the all of that stuff. So why are we sick? Again, from our toxic chemical-laden environment and food supply to commonplace nutritional deficiencies to the poor lifestyle habits of today, it is more a question of why are we all not sick? So in this series, I'm still in part one, nutritional deficiencies. That's a huge part of it. It's not just like, it's probably the lion's share of it. We'll get into later some of what the actual environmental toxicities are. And it's pretty concerning because there's so many of them and they are so present in so many of the things we are exposed to from, anyway, I will get into that another time. We've talked about them briefly many times. But today we're talking more about the nutritional deficiencies. So I've addressed the trace mineral lithium, the critically important mineral iodine. And last week and the week before, I talked about magnesium, another critical nutrient most of us do not get enough of and for a variety of reasons. Today, I'm going to start digging into the B vitamins. B vitamins easily go missing today due to the common suboptimal diet. Foods rich in B vitamins are avoiding thinking they eat are eating more healthfully, such as meat and dairy. We've got a big attack on traditional foods, one coming from the whole climate change baloney, the carbon footprint that we're all supposed to be worried about. And, you know, crickets, as far as I know, are not good sources of B vitamins. Beef is a very good source. Beef liver is a very good source. So we've got people also thinking if they go vegan and vegetarian, it's just this wonderful, healthier way to go. And there's a lot of misinformation, if you will, out there on the vegan and vegetarian diet. So vegetables are super important. Avoiding foods that God has created and provided for us to eat and in avoiding entire food groups is usually not a very good idea. So anyway, I'm going to start today with an overview of the entire B complex, and then in the future programs and newsletters, a few to go. I would like to break them down into various players, probably not donating an entire hour to each single one. I've talked a lot about folate and B12. I've talked a lot about folate. We need it in micrograms per day, but most of us don't get it, and we're getting it in forms we can't use. It is critical to health. So that one I've talked about a lot of times. If you've heard me talk about MTHFR defects, genetic defects, B12, huge in that. Those are really important. But each of the other B vitamins plays a critical role in our health. And it's really important to be getting them all. For people even to supplement one B vitamin and not pay attention to the others is not a good idea because it throws that balance off. So food comes first, always. Supplements we use therapeutically to really help us, again, epigenetics, how to thwart problems that could be in our future because of common genetic defects that we can get around using nutrients in an epigenetic fashion. If you know what your genes aren't doing for you, go in and do it in another way. It usually involves nutrients in the right forms and the right amounts for the individual. And it's super exciting. Our genes are not our determination. It's not like I'm waiting for the other shoe to fall. Oh my goodness, there's Alzheimer's in my family. I just hope it doesn't happen to me. Oh my goodness, there's so much cancer in my family. I just hope it doesn't happen to me. And oh, heart attacks, they're all over the place in my family. I just hope it doesn't happen to me. Well, you can stop hoping and start doing something about it. And the first is the hope, having the hope to know that you have so much more control than you think you do. And that is exciting. That is the good news. So why are we all so sick is kind of like an Eeyore kind of place to be. But we don't have to be so sick. We have so much more control than we think we do. That's like the Tigger place to be. So I'm in the Tigger place. And I want to bring you into the Tigger place as well, if you're not already there. So I'm going to go down here to some of these things. I got a great page from, again, I love the work of Dr. Josh Axe. He's a chiropractor. He's really like most people in natural health. They might focus on one thing, whether it's acupuncture or chiropractic or the things that I do. We tend to pull from a lot of areas, and chiropractors are great people for that. Josh Axe is one of them, and he's really great. If you don't, if you're not aware of him, check out his stuff. And if you're looking for information on a health topic, he's just a great place to go, to just go and search in whatever search engine you use. Dr. Josh Axe, vitamin B, for instance. Okay, I'm going to open that up. Again, these are great pages that you can go to look for more information. That's why they're there. That's why I published the newsletter, so you can dig deeper and bring more fascinating education to yourself. And isn't that fun? That's like one of the greatest things in life, is just to continue learning. So it says here, I'm just going to read to you a little bit from his paper. According to the Harvard School Public The Harvard School of Public Health, only a fraction of U.S. adults currently gets the recommended daily intake of all B vitamins from their diets alone. What does vitamin do to your body? Why is it risky to be deficient in one or more of them? Vitamin B usually refers to more than one vitamin, since there are 8 different B vitamins in total. If you take a supplement that contains all 8 of the B vitamins, this is referred to as a vitamin B complex or B complex formula. B vitamins are most valued for their ability to help turn other nutrients into energy, maintaining a healthy metabolism, and for supporting nerve function, liver function, skin health, eye health, and fetal growth development during pregnancy. Super important. And wow. One of these days, I'm going to really get delving into prenatal care and prenatal diets. And wow, what a place of failure today, I would say largely, in people who are just unaware and pregnant. And what a difference it can be made if you know what to do with your diet during pregnancy and using supplements in a savvy way. Anyway, what puts someone at risk for vitamin B deficiency? You're more likely to lack B vitamins in your diet if you avoid eating foods that are high in protein, such as fish, poultry, meat, eggs, and dairy products. There you go. Fish, poultry. But I'm a vegan. I'm a vegetarian. Leafy green vegetables, though. Seeds and legumes, beans. If this sounds like you, it's essential to up your B vitamin intake in order to prevent health problems such as chronic fatigue, anemia, mood disorders, weakness, poor memory, and more. Very interesting. People always think, right, anemia, that's iron. It can be iron. It can be iron. It can be not iron at all. It could be the B vitamins, specifically folate and B12. It could be a combination of iron and B vitamins. What is vitamin B? B vitamins are a group of water-soluble vitamins that are considered essential, meaning we must get them from our diets because our bodies can't make them on their own. That's really important to know. We have to get these from food. The B vitamins that together make up the vitamin B complex include vitamin B1, which is also known as thiamine, vitamin B2, which is also called riboflavin. That's the one, by the way, when I recommend to you to take your multivitamin, your Thorne, basic nutrients 2 per day, or whatever multivitamin you're taking, if it has vitamin B2 in it, and it should if it's a multivitamin, it's going to make your urine neon yellow. So many people say to me, oh, I thought I was dehydrated. No. Dehydration makes your urine gold and dark, a dark gold. It doesn't make it neon yellow. Neon yellow is just a reminder that you were very disciplined and you remembered to take your vitamin that day. Vitamin B3 is also called niacin and niacinamide. Niacin is the one that the form of vitamin B3 that can give you flushing and tingling and itching when you take it. That's why a lot of people like to take it in the niacinamide form, which doesn't cause that. It's not harmful. It's just not comfortable. Vitamin B5, which is also called pantothenic acid, talked about that quite a bit, and I'm going to be talking about that more again, all of these. Vitamin B6. Vitamin B7, most people, I don't even tend to think of biotin as vitamin B7, but that's its letter. I mean, that's its number, and it's called, and that's biotin. Vitamin B12 and folate, which is also known as vitamin B9 or folic acid if in synthetic form. Again, which I usually warn people to stay away from folic acid and make sure they're getting one of the active forms of folate. The 8 B vitamins have similar roles and chemical properties, although each has unique functions. For example, vitamin B6 is important for facilitating movement, memory, energy expenditure, and blood flow, while vitamin B12 is needed for adrenal health, so is vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, multiple metabolic functions, enzyme production, DNA synthesis, and hormonal balance. Our bodies use vitamin B throughout the day, and we cannot store extra vitamin B that we've consumed. So we must replenish our supply often by eating vitamin B-rich foods. That's super important, right? It's not like I ate well one day. Now I'm going to eat, you know, junk for all week, and then I'll eat another, you know, oh, wow. No. A healthy diet has to be maintained on a daily basis. It doesn't mean once in a while you can't goof off and have something that isn't particularly terribly nutritious, but that should be the once in a while, not the every day and not the every meal. So anyway, B vitamins like vitamin B12, health benefits. Number one, helps form blood cells and nerves. B vitamins like vitamin B12 are essential in the production of blood cells in bone marrow and for forming nerve sheaths and protein. Vitamin B is also needed for neurotransmitter signaling, which helps your muscles contract and gives you energy to go about your day. Deficiencies in B vitamins can contribute to various neurologic and psychiatric disturbances because a lack of B vitamins will impair formation of blood cells, nerve health, neurotransmitter functions, and neurological processes, potentially leading to symptoms like anemia, numbness, weakness, dementia, and confusion. You know, I just want to stop right there and say, you know, these are things that happen to people. And it's concerning. And you make an appointment with your doctor and you start going down the aisle of, you know, wow, what's wrong with me? I'm having dementia, confusion. I have no energy. I'm weak. And you make that call and you see a doctor, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but wow, suppose all of that is because you're malnourished. We don't think of malnutrition in the United States. I mean, we are aware that there are many people who don't have the food they should have to eat. But among those of us who can, who are able to buy food and eat food on a regular basis, we don't think of malnutrition. a factor in the health of people in a modern society like we have here in the United States of America. And yet it is. Some of the things, and then we get prescriptions, right? We've got dementia and confusion. We get a prescription for that. We have anemia. We get, you know, a prescription for that. Well, that's going to be iron, usually. It might not be due to iron. We have numbness and you know, nerve conduction problems. So maybe neuropathy. So we get some gabapentin. Get a prescription of gabapentin for that. Weakness, you know, maybe we're told, well, you're not getting any younger, getting older. So anyway, think first about your diet. Think first about the quality of your food. Think first about the variety of foods. And that's why I love doing this. I love, my passion is to educate both myself and you, my listeners, my clients, my customers, regarding these things. So number two, may help fight heart disease. Heart disease, my goodness, one of the number one killers still in our country today, heart disease. So you go to your doctor and you get a statin drug and some blood pressure medications. Do they ask you about your vitamin Bs? Do they ask you about B complex? What are you doing? What are you eating? Folate, but vitamin B6 and vitamin B12. Have been found to play a role in the prevention of heart disease as well as other chronic diseases like certain types of cancer, such as colon and breast cancer. However, there's still more to learn about the relationship between cancer and B vitamins. I'm not going to read this next part of the line. If you read it, you can, it says, check it, about the B vitamins and cancer. Check with your doctor before beginning any vitamin B supplement if you have cancer. Well, that is just not something you should do. You need your B vitamins. If you have cancer, you especially need them. Sorry, Dr. X. I disagree with you on that one. What is the function of B vitamins, when it comes to heart health? Folate, vitamin B6, and vitamin B12 help convert homocysteine into methionine, an amino acid that helps the body build new proteins. Homocysteine is an amino acid in the blood, and elevated levels have been linked to dementia, heart disease, stroke, and osteoporosis. Now, this is playing right into my MTHFR stuff because homocysteine is created during that whole process of creating methyl groups, and it has to be broken back down. And it is what does that is the methionine synthase in response to folate, B12, and B6. Anyway, homocysteine is especially problematic because as a byproduct, it can contribute to the artery clogging disease known as atherosclerosis. Right. And it does that, let me just interject here, not by raising your cholesterol, but by promoting a more rapid clotting of the blood, right? So hyperthrombosis or whatever, causing clotting. And we use vitamin B6, B12, and folate to stop that from happening, to bring the homocysteine level down. Homocysteine levels should be below 10. So if it's higher than that, another thing I do for people with genetic defects that can lead to high homocysteine is use, again, proteolytic enzymes such as serrapeptase to keep that fibrin broken down. So again, if you have cardiovascular disease in your family, if you have several family members, heart attacks and that kind of health issue, those kinds of related health issues, then you want to make sure that you're getting, that's a good tip off for you, right? There's something going on here. There's something going on with my genetics that's raising my homocysteine. So I want to make sure I'm using those vitamins, and the B vitamins are huge, B6, folate, B12 in particular, to keep that homocysteine level low and keep your blood from over, from clotting, getting sticky. So vitamin B5 also protects cardiovascular health by helping balance blood sugar, reduce bad cholesterol, lower high blood pressure, and help to prevent heart failure. So cardiovascular health is about a number of things that can go wrong. Vitamin B7 and chromium together, that's biotin, and chromium, which is a trace mineral, together can also help improve cholesterol levels, again, balancing lipids, not lowering them indiscriminately, super important, especially in people with diabetes and who are susceptible to heart disease. The chromium is used because it really helps with blood sugar management. 3, B vitamins give us energy and support our metabolism. B vitamins, including folate, play a key role in building DNA, the compound that forms our genetic blueprint and helps us develop from the time of conception. B vitamins are also needed for cellular metabolism and energy production, the repair of DNA and RNA throughout our lives, and for utilization of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, which fuel our bodily processes. Many serve as coenzymes that are needed in various metabolic processes, such as those involved in the synthesis of fatty acids and gluconeogenesis. So all about our sugar processing, our glucose processing, our fatty acids, everything is together. It's so funny because many times people will say to me, because I'll put together a regimen of supplements, and they'll say, well, if I take all of these things, how am I going to know what's working? And my analogy is a pot of soup. Is it the carrots that's helping, or is it the onions, or is it the chicken, or is it the garlic? We think of these things, they work in synergy. And this is why food is such a really gracious and wise and really kind way that God gave us. Yes, God provided for us to nourish ourselves, because food tastes good, right? Good food tastes good. And it's fun to prepare, and it's beautiful to look at. And that's how we get to nourish ourselves. So these things work in synergy. We don't eat one food one day that has a predominantly certain vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids. We eat a variety of, and then a different one the next day, or maybe for 1 month, let's do one. No, we eat them all, and we eat them. And the more we mix them up, the more we combine them, the more we use them regularly on a daily basis, the better off we are, the better nourished we are, and the healthier we are. Deficiency in B vitamins can result in thyroid and adrenal complications, and thus create many negative symptoms such as fatigue, weight gain or loss, trouble sleeping, irritability, and more. Additionally, low levels of vitamin B12, B2, and iron can all contribute to anemia and fatigue. And if you do think you have fatigue and anemia, don't rush right out and just assume it's iron, or just don't take iron supplements as a precaution unless you do know you're anemic, because you don't want to really supplement excess iron if you don't need it. And I will say, with regard to that as well, the iron salts that are prescribed are difficult. They're high dose. They can cause a lot of constipation and things. So when I have people on iron, I use like an iron bisglycinate, which is gentle and is bioavailable, nicely bioavailable. So anyway, that's an aside. And I'm just scrolling down. He's got like a big chart there. Okay, 4. The B vitamins aid in development and help prevent birth defects. Consuming enough folate during pregnancy helps protect against fetal development of birth defects, such as spina bifida and anencephaly. For more than 3 decades, researchers have known that mothers of children with spina bifida tend to have lower levels of folate and other vitamins. Therefore, today, all pregnant women are encouraged to supplement with folate during pregnancy. Folate is most important for fetal development in the first few weeks after conception, often before a woman knows she is pregnant, which is why taking prenatal vitamins while trying to conceive is a good idea. And yes, and I do I have women who I know are trying to conceive take prenatal vitamins that are high in folate. You don't want folic acid. And I promise you, any vitamin your doctor prescribes to you is going to have folic acid. And that's the big problem, is up to 60%, I think it's greater, of us, and I'm one of them in the population, do not cannot use synthetic folate. We need an active form of folate. And so, you know, I always recommend, like, Thorne Research makes a very good prenatal vitamin. There's some others out there. If you're looking for a prenatal vitamin, no folic acid, folate. And there are different active forms, but just watch that it's not folic acid. And then it will be active forms. Folate is actually found in green, raw green leafy vegetables. That's your natural source. So eat a bunch of those. There's others too in their natural state and uncooked. So helps maintain a healthy brain and nervous system. B vitamins are needed to help produce neurotransmitters in your brain, which carry chemical signals throughout our entire body, affecting your mood, energy, appetite, and more. Vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, also plays part in producing sex and stress-related hormones like cortisol that are produced in the adrenal glands. Getting enough B vitamins from your diet or supplements can improve your ability to cope with stress. In fact, without B vitamins, the body could not survive due to how the B vitamins help with adrenal function. This is why people who are chronically stressed or dealing with adrenal fatigue symptoms are highly encouraged to take B vitamin complex supplements. Yes, and you will see that. The stress, you'll see a lot of formulas with supplements being called, you know, stress relief or something like that, that pertains to B complex. And again, the more stress you're under, the more you gobble those, your body just uses those vitamins up. So I definitely recommend B complex supplementation. I would say be sure your B-complex doesn't have folic acid. It has an active form of folate. Make sure it doesn't have cyanocobalamin for your vitamin B12. Make sure it's got either methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin or adenosylcobalamin, because cyanocobalamin is not active and not readily available. So be careful. I'm not a vitamin supplement snob. By brand, I just look for quality, and that's one of the things you really need to know about the B vitamins. Also, be aware that many people cannot absorb vitamin B12 through, I don't know how many people, but some people cannot absorb vitamin B12 with something they swallow, because we have to make something called intrinsic factor. Some people don't make it in the gut, and it makes it difficult. So I usually recommend people use a separate, there will be vitamin B12 in their B complex or in their multivitamin, but that they also use a dose of vitamin B12 sublingual under the tongue to make sure it gets straight into the bloodstream and doesn't have to rely on the gastrointestinal system to do that. Getting enough B vitamins from your diet. Okay, we just said that. B vitamins like vitamin B7, which is biotin, may be able to boost a positive mindset, energy, and increase concentration. B6 vitamin benefits also include helping with proper brain development and brain function and retaining cognitive health. Consuming adequate amounts has been linked to better memory function and protection against cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, and dementia as someone ages. Taking vitamin B6 might also have a beneficial effect on children with learning and behavior disorders, including ADHD. It helps with serotonin in the brain, which is very low. Serotonin can be linked to things like cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, and children with these things. When I have people on 5-hydroxytryptophan, I use a supplement that's enhanced with vitamin B6. And a tip off that you might be vitamin B6 deficient is if you don't remember dreams. You say, I don't dream. I don't remember my dreams. Kick up your vitamin B6 and see if that makes a difference. Because you really should be remembering your dreams. You should dream and remember your dreams. Everybody dreams. Some people don't remember them. So that's kind of a little detective work you can do. Supports, number six, supports skin health, muscle tone, and hair growth. Do vitamins help grow your hair? Yes, because B vitamins support cellular rejuvenation. They can be beneficial for your skin, nails, and hair. B vitamins can boost skin health by reducing redness, dryness, inflammation, dermatitis, eczema, and acne blemishes. They also help repair wounds and support your immune system, making it easier to fight off skin infections. Vitamin B7, biotin, is commonly added to hair and skin beauty products, although it's believed to be most beneficial when ingested and obtained from foods. Can lack of vitamin B12 cause hair loss? And is vitamin B12 good for gray hair? Consuming adequate B vitamins may help reduce hair breakage and hair loss and can help nails become stronger. When it comes to gray or white hair, this is due to a decline in your hair's pigmentation and is associated with aging. However, being deficient in vitamin B12 may accelerate signs of aging and potentially contribute to graying hair. Other contributing factors can include lack of iron, copper, and iodine, as well as chronic stress and anemia. I always think of folate, and I think of the follicles, right? Folic acid. But folate, the B vitamins, super, super important for that hair pigmentation. And people will say to me, you know, I was gray at 25. Well, we just all are. Is the kind of laughing. We all in our family, we just all get gray really early. And I'm like, that's not okay. It's not like, oh, well, we just all get gray really early. That shows that something's going on genetically that has to be addressed with proper nutrient replacement, right? So the B vitamins, when I see that whole thing with the early graying and they're just kind of like, well, that's just the way we are. Yeah, that's just the way you are. I bet you have other health problems too that are just the way you are in your family. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Being gray at age 30 is not a good sign of health. And it's not just about vanity. Uses in traditional medicine. Very interesting. It says traditional systems of medicine, including Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, recognize that the aging process causes changes in nutrient absorption and therefore a need to adjust someone's diet to slow aging. In Ayurveda, the focus that's like Indian, from the country India, medicine is commonly on boosting digestive fire called Agni, which helps the ability to break down and absorb the food. Warming spices such as ginger, cinnamon, and turmeric. Those are the some of the ones we're going to be having in our groundnut stew later today, this evening, are encouraged to promote a healthy appetite and metabolism. Anyway, it goes on. I'm going to leave this particular page because I want to go back and look at this is another one. There's a really good page there, foods with B vitamins and why you need them. Go there, but I want to go to the Weston A. Price page first from their ABCs of Nutrition. And that's, you can pick up that link there and then just scroll down to vitamin B complex. All the water-soluble B vitamins work as a team. Again, they work all together to promote healthy nerves, skin, eyes, hair, liver, muscle tone, and cardiovascular function. They protect us from mental disorders, depression, and anxiety. Deficiency of the B vitamin complex can result in the enlargement and malfunction of almost every organ and gland in the body. Think cardiomegaly and enlarged heart. The best source of, or hepatomegaly, enlarged liver, splenomegaly, enlarged spleen. The best source of B vitamins is whole grains. Refinement thus wastes this essential source. So that's right. The whole grains, oftentimes the B vitamins are found like in the germ of the wheat, the bran of the wheat, not in the refined white stuff. Also found in fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, legumes, seafood, and organ meats. They can also be produced by intestinal bacteria. So yes, So we want that microbiome to be even and to be intact. B1 thiamine was the first water-soluble vitamin to be discovered. Deficiency leads to the disease beriberi. Recent evidence indicates that B1 deficiency is the root cause of anorexia and other eating disorders. There's a very important thing. I actually, if I knew that, I forgot it, because I've never thought of B1 in connection with anorexia and other eating disorders, but you can bet I will think of it now. That's very fascinating. It is essential for the manufacture of hydrochloric acid and has been used to treat constipation, fatigue, herpes, and multiple sclerosis. Sugar consumption rapidly depletes vitamin B1. Boy, that's going to be fun when I get into the separate Bs, to dig into each one of those. B2, or riboflavin, is found in a variety of whole foods. Frequent cracks in the lips and corners of the mouth is a sign of deficiency. They call that chelosis. Called chelosis. Deficiency of B3 or niacin results in the disease pellagra, characterized by dermatitis, dementia, tremors, and diarrhea. Very interesting, because you know the term redneck? That's actually about pellagra, because what happened was the Indians would beat corn, and the way they cooked it. When I do the B3 thing, I'll get more detail. But anyway, it had all the other Bs present except the vitamin B3. And that caused the skin of the Caucasians who would eat this corn prepared this way to be very sensitive to the sun. And their necks would get really red. And that's where the term redneck came from. Isn't that interesting? That's kind of fun, little tidbit trivia. Anyway, characterized by dermatitis, dementia, tremors, and diarrhea, the amino acid tryptophan can be converted to niacin and has been used to treat a variety of symptoms indicative of niacin deficiency. Pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, found in organ meats, egg yolks, and whole grains, is essential for the proper function of the adrenal glands. It plays a vital, they found in Alzheimer's, I've talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it when I get back into each B vitamin, but excuse me. They found that pantothenic acid, huge deficiencies in critical areas of the brain in both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And it's the real big B vitamin against stress because of its great effect on the adrenal glands. Anyway, where was that? Oh, yeah. It plays a vital role in cell metabolism and cholesterol production, and pantothenic acid can improve the body's ability to withstand stress. And recent studies have revealed that vitamin B6, or pyridoxine, found mostly in animal products, contributes to the proper functioning of over 100 enzymes. Deficiencies in B6 have been linked to diabetes, nervous disorders, and coronary heart disease. Also, things like nerve issues such as carpal tunnel syndrome. I would think things like multiple sclerosis, things that have to do with the myelin sheath. Deficiencies in B6 have been linked to diabetes, nervous disorders, and coronary heart disease. I just said that, but they are widespread in the use because excess B1 and B2 added to white flour, right? They mess up the ratio, interferes with B6 function. And because Americans no longer have access to one of the best sources of this heat-sensitive nutrient, raw milk, the B vitamin folic acid counteracts cancer by strengthening the chromosomes. Let's say folate. I would like to say folate. Folate deficiency can result in babies born. We talked about that. B12 is needed to prevent anemia and nervous disorders, as well as to maintain fertility, normal growth, and development. Vitamin B12 is found only in animal foods. An early symptom of B12 deficiency is a tendency to irrational anger. Pangamic acid, wow. And B17, nitrilicides, protect against cancer. Think about Laetrile, right? B17. And I don't know much of, if anything, about B15 pangamic acid. That's a little homework for me. The former is found in grains and seeds, but again, think Laetrile, right? The apricot seeds. The latter, B17, in grasses, sprouts, buckwheat, legumes, and many fruit seeds. Traditional diets were much richer in nitrilicides than our own. And that's going to be interesting as we go down the road on these B vitamins, because again, why are we so sick, right? Why all the cancer? But what are we eating? Let's, you know, evaluate our diets and what are we eating? What are we eating that we shouldn't be eating? What are we not eating that we should be eating? And again, healthy food is delicious food. And hopefully, you know, those people who like to cook and enjoy that are in a better place, because there's too much of the fast food. And I don't just mean, you know, drive-through kind of stuff. I'm just talking about fast food at home, things that are easy to pick up, you know, a bag of tortilla chips and some salsa or this or that, things that you're going to throw into the microwave and then screw the nutritional value up there, things that take no time or thought but taste good. Many times these foods have also things added to them to help you want to keep eating them, such as MSG-type lookalikes that are cytotoxins, but they're the taste that kills, that makes you just want to keep eating them. So, I don't know, look at your shopping cart when you're at the store and see what kind of foods you have, what kind of balance you have in your foods. It should be, again, what has often been said, shop the perimeter of the grocery store where the fresh foods are found, your meats, your dairy, your produce, certainly whole grains, legumes, things like that might be found tucked in there, dried things like that. But all that packaged food, all those processed foods, all those boxes and bottles and cans of things that have been processed, not a good idea. And, as people say, it's too expensive to eat well. No, it's not. Those processed foods cost a fortune. And every time you process something, like say a handful of rice, right? Every time you process it more, it adds to the cost. So like I'm going to go to the co-op. I'm going to serve brown rice with a groundnut stew today. So I will be picking up some short grain brown rice, and that will cost like very little. But if you get some rice chex or some rice crispies or whatnot that have like a little bit of rice, but they're all puffed up and everything, you just add that money on. So, you know, again, whole foods. If God didn't make it, don't eat it. That's my mantra. That's what I always say. There's always going to be exceptions. Exceptions aren't what kill us. Exceptions are not what kill us when it comes to diet. It's what we do on a regular basis. It's what we do every day. If you eat a wide variety of foods, you are going to do, you know, a pretty good job of covering the bases, because each food, like say in a recipe, again, take a pot of soup. It's just an example. Take a pot of soup. You got so many different things in there. I like to make salads. A recent one I made had black beans and tuna, canned tuna, and a lot of avocado and tomato, and you know, scallions and some sour cream, and a good oil such as olive oil, that kind of thing. If you're getting things, you're putting a lot of some parsley, if you're getting, and then spices like cumin, if you're getting things like that, you've got a combination of something, you can easily just plop a spoon of that on your plate, and there's so much there. It's easy to do, it's easy to pre-prepare, and So I love combination things. Again, like that stew we're going to be making tonight with those various things in there that are very high in magnesium, but they're not just high in magnesium. They're high in a lot of other nutrients too. I love to eat oatmeal. Had a bowl of steel cut oatmeal this morning with bananas on it. And bananas and oatmeal are both high sources of B vitamins. So you can tell I'm not into the no grain. I'm into no processed food, grain, stripped of nutrients and all things in their place. I don't like to avoid any particular food group unless I would certainly recommend that if a person has a sensitivity. Some people can't eat dairy, right? So some people can't eat, have a sensitivity to things, lectins and things like that in legumes and some grains and nuts and seeds. Again, those can be addressed many times by doing the proper preparation, such as soaking and sprouting and whatnot. But this all takes time. We're in a fast-paced society where people don't want to take that time or don't have time. I kind of hate to give grace there because I think, you know, we usually have time to do what matters. But in any case, sometimes people can't eat certain things. But for the most part, traditional, again, go back to Weston A. Price Foundation, go to their website, really excellent resource for so many things. But when it comes to diet, look around the world, look at how traditionally in years past and centuries past, people ate. They ate foods that were local. They ate a good variety. They ate foods that were local that went well with their genetics because that's where they were. And sometimes that makes a big difference too. But let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I do take supplements. I would not be without my supplements, but food is the foundation for all of our nutrients. And anyway, we are coming to the end of this program. We've got a nice summery weekend ahead of us, and I hope you enjoy it, whatever you're doing. I will be back next week talking about one of the B vitamins in particular. I'm not sure which one. I'm going to have to decide that later on. But I hope you've enjoyed this information. I hope it's helpful to you. If you want to share it with somebody, you can send them my newsletter. You can send them with a link that they can listen to this program too. And if you have any questions, reach out to me. Again, you can email me. You can also contact me from my website or give me a call. The number here at Wondrous Roots during the week is 603-439-2603. Again, take care, be well, and go to health.